go ahead and, I think we got, there it is, 5:45. Call the City Council meeting of Tuesday, February 20th to order. We will start by having an invocation by Pastor Paul Covert of Central Christian Church of the East Valley, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance. Today will be led by Grayson Allen of Troop 532 of Taylor Junior High. So would you please stand for the invocation and remain standing for the pledge.
Would you join me in prayer? Father, we are thankful tonight to have a chance to pause in the midst of these proceedings and these very important events that will take place in the life of the city of Mesa, to remind ourselves that you ultimately sit on the throne. This nation, the state, the city, we all belong to you. Help us, Father, to lead with integrity, to walk uprightly, and to honor you with the things we do and we say. Father, we're thankful that you are God, and we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Grayson, you want to come forward?
Please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The next item on the agenda is the mayor's welcome. We have this on a video telecast, and it will show you how we conduct our meetings. Okay, the next item would be to take action on the consent agenda items. Are there any requests to, let's go ahead and read them into the record, and then we'll ask that question.
Good evening. All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group and will be enacted with one motion. There'll be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes from previous meetings as written. Item 3A, take action on person and location transfer beer and wine bar license for Blame It On Wine, 1065 North Dobson Road. Item 3B, take action on new beer and wine store license for Oasis Food Mart, 1224 North Gilbert Road. Item 3C, take action on new beer and wine store license for Bahia de Kino, 1040 West Broadway Road. Item 4B, take action on dollar limit increase to supply contract for slurry seal sand, $231,161.30 annually. Item 4C, take action on extension and dollar limit increase to supply contract for tires, $693,465.80. Item 4D, take action on contract for three hybrid life support systems, $56,947.33. Item 4E, take action on supply contract for refuse truck parts, $75,760 annually. Item 4F, take action on supply contract for 800 megahertz radio equipment, $162,150. Item 4G, take action on contract for loss repair of one damaged 2001 Pierce Quantum Pumper Truck, $97,568.86. Item 4H, take action on contract for deactivation of downtown helistop at Pepper Garage, $52,539.30. Item 4I, take action on contract for for carpet replacement, $117,624.53. Item 5A, introduce ordinance for March 5th, amend Mesa sections of the Mesa City Code pertaining to traffic modifications. Item 5B, introduce ordinance for March 5th, amend Mesa City Code pertaining to council committees. Item 5C, introduce ordinance for March 5th, zoning case Z07-10, 2200 South Country Club Drive for a big box retail development. Item 5D, introduce ordinance for March 5th, zoning case Z07-11, 2200 South Country Club Drive for a rezone. Item 6A, take action on resolution to approve assessment diagram map for Chrisman Business Park improvements. Item 6B, take action on resolution setting March 19th, 2007 as public hearing for Chrisman Business Park improvements. Item 6C, take action on resolution to extinguish a sewer line easement in the 3500 block of North Boulder Canyon Road. Item 6D, take action on resolution to extinguish a road easement at 8552 East Range Rider Trail. Item 6E, take action on resolution to execute an intergovernmental agreement with Williams Gateway Airport Authority. Item 7A, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-07-10000 East Hampton for office and warehousing. Item 7B, take action on ordinance zoning case Z07-08-2235 South Hawes Road for an assisted living facility and duplexes. Item 8, adopt notice of intention to advise the public of changes to the current impact fee tables, hearing on May 7th. Item 8.1A, take action on contract for the city manager. Item 9B, take action on subdivision plat, map of dedication, Talon Airport Plaza, 6800 East Ray Road. Mayor and council members, these were the items on the consent agenda.
Okay. Are there any requests to remove any items read?
Excuse me. I have none, Mayor, and the agenda can stand as read.
Okay. I'll then have a motion for approval by Councilmember Summers, seconded by Vice Mayor Walters for approval of the consent agenda. Would you please vote? The vote is unanimous in favor of the ayes. The first item that is not on the consent agenda this evening is on page 2, item number 4A, and this is a increase to a supply contract, and I need to declare a potential conflict in that I have an asphalt, I have some leases on some asphalt trucks that have the potential to deliver some of this product that's listed in this contract under 4A. So I'll turn this one over to the Vice Mayor and refrain from discussion and voting.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a dollar limit increase to the supply contract for asphalt emulsion products as requested by the Transportation Department. The Procurement Services Department recommends increasing the contract dollar limit to Ergon Asphalt Products by $250,000 to $222.35 annually for 2006-2007. This will come from HERF funding, which is Highway User Revenue Funds. Do I have any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
I have a motion by Councilmember Jones for approval, seconded by Councilmember Griswold. Is there any council discussion? All right, would you please vote? The vote is 6 ayes with the mayor abstaining because of potential conflict of interest.
The next item is on page 8, actually item number 9A. This is approving a subdivision plat for Mesa Riverview. And I have a potential conflict on this action because I have a residential property that is within 300 foot of the boundary line of this development. So I will declare that as a potential conflict of interest and refrain from voting in discussion.
Thank you. Councilmember Rawls.
Thank you, Vice Mayor. I too have a conflict on this matter as a result of the my employer having property that butts up against the Mesa Riverview property. So I too will declare that conflict, not participate or vote.
Thank you. This is Mesa Riverview, 800 to 1,000 blocks of North Dobson Road, East Side, 1,700 to 1,900 blocks of West 8th Street, North Side, 1,100 block of North Alma School Road, West Side, generally located east of Dobson Road from 8th Street north to the Loop 202, north of 8th Street from Dobson Road to the Tempe Canal, and northwest of the Tempe Canal from 8th Street northeast to Alma School Road. And this is a subdivision plat approval. Were there any these are some slight modifications to the previously approved subdivision plat. Were there any requests to speak on this item?
I have none, Vice Mayor.
All right. I have a motion for approval by Councilmember Griswold, and I have a second by Councilmember Jones. Is there any council discussion on this? All right. Seeing none, would you please vote? The motion carries with 5 ayes, and the Mayor and Councilmember Rawls abstaining because of potential conflicts of interest. Mayor, we're back on item 10, which is items from citizens present.
This is the last item on the agenda this evening. It is items from citizens present. This is an opportunity for 3 speakers for up to 3 minutes to speak. And I have one request to speak, Frank Aller. Frank, we went through the agenda pretty quickly. You're up.
Thank you, Mayor and Council members. My name is Frank Alger. My address is 1009 North April Street here in Mesa. And I'm here representing the Mesa Veterans Day Parade Association that was newly formed this year so that we can continue on with the Veterans Day Parade. I just want to let the council know, I know last week Jerry Walker came up and said a little bit about what we're doing. We do have a new former member of the Mesa community that is being awarded the Medal of Honor, and I did want to let the council know that we have extended an invitation for him to come out and to be the guest of honor for our ceremonies this year, being that he was a citizen of the city of Mesa for a very long time. And so I just want to let the council know about that. So again, we're starting the planning for this year's Veterans Day Parade so we can do it a little bit better than what we did last year, even though last year was a pretty good success. And then I do also want to address Mr. Rawls again. And I do want to, again, voice my opinion and the opinion of our association and our dismay that he still sits for our national for our national ensign, for the flag of the United States of America. And we've had several discussions. We had lunch together, and I understand where he's coming from, but I do still want to let the city council know that there's a lot of members of the city that strongly disagree, and if with what he's doing and are very dismayed with the disrespect that he's shown to our country through sitting through the that ceremony. Mr. Jones said that when he went down to Mexico, again, they stood for the Mexican national anthem and their flag, and they stood for ours. It's not a matter of whether you support the President of the United States, but it's a matter of supporting a nation and the symbol of our nation. And I just, I wanted to again voice my opinion, as he is still sitting for the pledge. I did want to voice my opinion in that of our association. Thank you.
Okay. Are there any other requests to speak?
I have none, Mayor.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, City Council is adjourned.